This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. AMA coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. Do you know who performed at Smyrna Market Village on Saturday evening?
No, tell me.
They had the Smyrna City birthday party celebration. A couple of years ago, they had the Roots.
Oh,
out there.
Sweet. Okay.
Saturday night, they had Kool and the Gang.
Get out of here.
Kool and the Gang performed just a couple miles from the house on Saturday night.
Did it go?
We were going to. We went over earlier in the day on Saturday, and then you know how it is. We were going to be there all day. And
kids.
Yeah, right. We got there. And it was fun. We had a really nice time, but it was we got to get these guys out of here before they destruct.
Yes.
And then we were maybe going to try to come back. So we unfortunately didn't get to go. But yeah, man.
Cool. Oh, man.
Kool and the Gang in Smyrna?
Dude.
That's pretty good.
Man, Smyrna getting some acts.
That's not, yeah.
You get the Roots. And then you get some, was Lauryn Hill with them?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
That would have been awesome. last year they had this is not as good as the Roots or Kool and the Gang. They had the Gin Blossoms.
What?
Yeah,
I love the Gin Blossoms.
Gin Blossoms. They had they had the Spin Doctors opening up for the Kool and the Gang. A 90s kind of one hit.
Okay.
Fits in the Tantrums. I Can Make Your Hands Clap.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, you know.
Okay,
that.
Okay.
They were there. Smyrna's doing it.
I mean, what's going on there?
Tax dollars put to good use.
Yeah.
That is what I'm talking about.
Now, this is.
Do stuff like that.
This is that walking place, right, where that y'all go with Lily's classes,
yep,
right?
That's
okay.
Right. Yep, okay. Yep. Smyrna Market Village. They shut it all down. You can drink and walk around and
sweet.
All that kind of stuff. There's beer gardens all over the place and vendors and stuff. Performers.
Nice.
They have big bouncy houses. The one thing that did happen, everything's okay and nobody's to blame, but it could have been bad. The big, big bounce house. You know, the one you got to walk up all the steps and you're bouncing down all the obstacles and stuff. Something happened and it started deflating.
Whoa, somebody unplugged it.
Unplugged it.
Yeah, somebody unplugged,
like
right.
Yeah. But there's a bunch of kids in it, including mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm right there, luckily. And all the kids kind of figured out what was happening, got out of there pretty quick. But some of them kind of started panicking.
Right.
Because when the air goes out of those things, you start getting swallowed
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Yeah, so luckily everybody got out, no problem.
Right.
They fixed it. Everything was okay. But there was a brief moment of oh, God.
Yeah, dog.
This is
That's one of the things where it's happened. We're the bounce house capital of damn Luber. That place right around the corner from my damn house. But, that happened when I was at the house, when Lily was going through that thing.
Yeah,
the plug got hit and it went down and everything. And I was losing all hell. The last thing I want is somebody at my house with their children and something happened to them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But,
exactly.
Yeah. But, no, I know that could be a scary situation.
It was all good.
But as long as they had a good time.
Everybody had a great
time.
That's
all that damn matters,
Everybody
man.
Had a great time.
We lost 4-game lose streak, comes to an end, got beat by Grayson. Good game. But just wasn't.
Oh, the winning streak?
Yeah, just wasn't meant to be. So it got off week because they got fall break already.
Well, Lily and Cobb County had fall break 2 weeks
ago. Yeah, they got fall break.
It's crazy.
So off, and then the playoffs start.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, they're excited about that.
So, they'll get a little rest.
Get a little rest.
Like the Falcons.
Yeah, get a little rest.
Get your mind right. Get your body right.
Yeah, get a little rest and get to hang out and everything.
So, the regular season is over?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the record?
4-3. No, 4-4.
That's pretty great. 4-4. Given the 0-3 start and kind of the way it looked and the way you were talking about it.
Yeah, dog.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, yeah. Proud of them.
All right. I know we talked about Georgia and their nice win over Kentucky. Good to see them perform like that, especially early coming off the Alabama game. Alabama with a really nice win against Vanderbilt. Credit to Vanderbilt, man.
That's like, crazy that just saying we keep saying that.
Yeah.
Nice win. I mean, they did beat them last year, which was crazy.
They did.
Yeah, man.
And that was a good game. Like Vanderbilt played well.
Vanderbilt played good.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt, it wasn't the same old Vanderbilt. We're gonna straight get destroyed coming down here to Tuscaloosa. They put up a fight. They're well coached. They have a leader who, you know, as much persona as he have and all the trash talking that he has, he's been talking trash in SEC media days. He didn't play good.
He did not have a very good game.
He didn't play well.
And you're not going to beat – they're not going to beat anybody if he doesn't play well.
Right.
Especially not Alabama in Tuscaloosa trying to get revenge off last year. Like, so, yeah. So, Pavia has to play better than that in order for them to win. And, look, they're going to get somebody else. Like, they're 5-1. I don't know what their end of the season – record is going to be. I don't know if they can sort of gather themselves after that one against Alabama and make a run at the playoffs. Maybe that'd be really fun, but they're going to beat somebody ranked and good in the SEC before the season's over because they're ranked and good.
Right.
So anyway, credit to them. Credit to Alabama. Alabama's playing as well as anybody is right now. People want to fire it at Bohr still, or they're good.
I don't
right
know,
now?
Man.
They're happy with it.
Quick to jump to everything.
Because, like, when they were down in the first half, people were ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's out of gut. Like, relax.
I guess I can't. I was ready to fire Jed Fish on Sunday or on Saturday when the Huskies were down 20 to nothing. I was about to
trying to find the login for that message board, Bunk.
I was about to reactivate that Dog Man account.
No.
I've never commented on a message board. I had my login just so I could read the message board because it's fun. I wasn't really going to do it, but I don't know. Couple drinks, feeling furious, watching Kalen DeBoer coach his ass off at Alabama. I was ready to fire off some anti-Jed Fish message board nonsense, but I didn't.
Thank
and then
you.
They came back and won.
Thank you.
They came back and won.
Thank you.
They came back and won. Florida State did not come back and win. Miami played really well in that game. 28-22 is not, in my opinion, telling of the way that game
It just
went.
Tells me about Miami pulling, like, letting off the, letting, you know, like, don't beat the hell out of them. I know the state champs, whatever that means. Carson Beck was outstanding. I mean, just outstanding.
4 touchdowns.
Just outstanding, yeah,
played
man.
Played great.
You look at them, they were able to throw the football. They didn't run it too well, but, I mean, they had him slinging it. And this damn Malachi Toney, it's a bad somebody right there. That's a bad somebody right there. You get the ball in his hands and let him go.
Is he the fastest guy in college football?
The way he was eliminating angles.
Zachariah Branch, too, maybe?
Yeah, Zachariah. Oh, his ass. What is he? You don't field a damn punt at the 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't do that. I mean, but I need them, and go back to real quick, back to Georgia. They need to find ways to get him the ball other than the screen. I know you want to get to him fast so he can go and all those different things. Had a play last week on Saturday going downfield. He was open a couple of times on deep crossers, and Gunner just don't throw it to him.
Yeah, don't be afraid to throw it to him down the field.
Yes.
I know they love their screens.
Yes.
We know that.
Yes.
Bobo loves his screens, and they work with him. He scored on a couple of them, but throw it to him down the field.
Yeah.
All right, so Texas is in bad shape.
Yes.
They had this question earlier today on TV. I don't think it's even close, but which loss was worse, Texas or Penn State?
Penn State had to be,
Penn State, that's the worst loss of the season anybody's
had. I mean, for them to get a coordinator who got there Tuesday, you said?
Well, he was there, but he got promoted.
Oh, got promoted Tuesday.
Yeah, Jerry Neuheisel?
They gave up 280 damn yards rushing.
Not only that, they did that with the highest paid defensive coordinator in college football.
They went and took him.
Penn State has the highest paid defensive coordinator in college football.
Yes.
Jerry Neuheisel got promoted to offensive coordinator on Tuesday.
He was drawing up the play cards for the scout team.
Yeah, man. And you saw him. He's like 28. I don't know how old he is, but he's not old. Obviously, he's Rick Neuheisel's son, and he played there and all that kind of stuff. But
33? Okay.
He was 33. All right. God, time flies. That's crazy. Anyway, he's on the sideline looking like a Targaryen.
Yes.
Putting 40 points on Penn State after Penn State lost the tough one in double overtime to Oregon. And they lost to Oregon twice. No discredit to UCLA.
No, like, there's no doubt about
that's
it.
That's what happened in
but
that
then it goes
game.
Back to, you know, and when we're sitting down and James Franklin, I didn't have him ready, blah, blah, blah. Has to throw in the time difference and all that other stuff.
Nobody wants to hear
that. Wants to hear that crap. Got embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Nico looked good. He ran. He looked good throwing and running the football.
He combined
also
for five touchdowns.
Yeah, looked good throwing and running the football was a big part of why they ran. Why they won the football game. But yeah, Penn State just didn't show up, man. And then when they tried to battle back, it was a little too late.
So what happens now? That's a tough one to bounce back from. Yeah. I mean, they're not dead because they only have two losses,
right,
and it's this era of college football. But like the idea that they're going to navigate the schedule at Ohio State,
they got to get that one.
Oh yeah,
they got to get
all of them.
Yeah, but who they got coming up?
They got a couple nice ones. They got Northwestern, but then they got to go to Iowa, which sucks.
Oh, yeah.
That's never fun.
Right.
Iowa's going to make it hard on you. Then at Ohio State, then they have Indiana right after that, and then they finish with Michigan State, Nebraska, Rutgers. All games they can win,
yeah.
But they were just 27-point favorites against UCLA.
27 points.
So who are they going
to
be?
Coming off of some situation where you're like, okay, lost a heartbreaker at home to Oregon. How does your team respond?
Yeah.
And they responded like crap.
Yep.
They responded like crap. And it's one of those things where you start looking at James Franklin. Can he get it done?
Yeah.
It goes away from who you going to hire who's better than him.
Exactly. Because that loss right there is just a lot different than the other ones.
Yes.
The other ones are, all right, you were playing a number three team and you took them to overtime, or last year playing Ohio State at their, you know what I mean?
Like, yes.
There's different types of losses, and the ones that they have had over the last couple of years were against teams that were probably better than them, and they were relatively good games.
Yes.
Not this one. This is a different deal.
Yeah, man.
Like, this is, and again, in this era of 12-team playoff, and you know, you can get in even if you're not in your conference title game, all that kind of stuff. Maybe they can do it, but I don't know why anyone would have any confidence in that now.
No.
And the funny thing is, it takes a long time to change the way you think about things. Going back preseason and thinking about the teams that I thought were going to be really good was based so much on like the old school way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they're bringing back.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like, yeah, they're bringing these guys back and you've seen them fall in big moments. Like Drew Aller has kind of choked.
And it don't help that the guy who left.
Bo Prebula's undefeated right now in Missouri.
It don't help that that's going on right now.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't help that that's going on right now. But yeah, I mean, them in Texas, they're up against it, man. And Texas got to get ready for the Red River Shootout against a game Oklahoma. And you thought their Florida defense was tough and rough. This Oklahoma defense, it's rough and tough.
Yeah, no,
and so
Oklahoma,
it's going to be a thing, man.
Ohio State, some of the best defenses in the country.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, they're the top 25.
Here's what I'll say about those two teams, though. Their coaches are, we talk about them the same way,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, good coaches. I'm not trying to sit here and act crazy and say Sark and James Franklin aren't good coaches.
Because they are.
But they're not great coaches.
No.
And they lose to coaches that are better than them when they play them
all the time.
And that's the truth of a lot of these seasons, with Sark going back years and James Franklin for his entire tenure at Penn State. So we should have known. What I'm saying is we should have known.
Yeah.
We should have seen it coming. For whatever reason, everybody thought it was going to be different. And it's not different.
No, it's not different at all.
It's not different. It's the same thing. It's the same thing every year.
Yeah, well.
Our team's won.
Damn sure did.
Abe's team won.
What team is that?
Indiana and Oklahoma and Florida.
Oh yeah, I like which one he's claiming. He got his Florida.
Only one of them played this weekend.
Indiana had a bye. Getting ready for Oregon. Oregon plays six different Big Ten schools this year. I'm not trying to make any excuses for Oregon, but that sucks. Like, why is the Big Ten doing that to them? They're trying to make them pay for joining the conference?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The hell did Ole Miss get Washington State this late in the year?
I don't know. Huh. And what the hell is Washington State thinking going to Oxford this late in the year? Ole Miss might beat them by 70 points. Genuinely might beat them by 70 points. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.